The Libertarian Party was able to get on Wisconsin's February 17th ballot because Ed Thompson won just more than 10% of the vote in the 2002 race for governor. The two Libertarian candidates will be in Green Bay next Monday. They'll answer questions from the media and the public at a forum that night at the KI Convention Center. The co-chair of Wisconsin's Libertarian Party is Roy Leyendecker. He says one of the candidates is Michael Bednarik, a computer programmer and self-described constitutional scholar.
He intends, if elected, to limit the size of government to what the Constitution restricts them to, and also to remove all unconstitutional laws that go against the Bill of Rights, which also has a list of what rights we have that the government isn't supposed to pass laws against.
2 days before the forum, Bednarik will host what he calls a philosophical boot camp. That's an eight-hour course in which he talks about what the Constitution says about things like gun control and the drug war. Roy Leyendecker says the other candidate might be familiar to Libertarian Party loyalists.
And Gary Nolan is a Libertarian talk show host, and he has a lot of knowledge about the Libertarian issues and everything, and plans to try to limit the size of government and also reduce taxes.
Nolan used to host Nolan at Night on the Radio America Network. He quit to campaign for president. Besides the Libertarian event in Green Bay, one of the Democratic candidates will be in the state next week. Retired General Wesley Clark will meet with voters in Racine on Tuesday, January 13th. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.